to call the team, okay?
I'm not shaking your hand. I'm not shaking your hand.
Oh, where did I put my
bag? No, it's recording, yeah?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, wait, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Cut it, yeah?
It's alright.
Why?
We don't need to.
Hadi has joined the new gen team.
Thank you, thank you. I'm taking a bow right now. Yeah?
Bring the thing closer, like Natalia.
You mean?
Yeah.
Is it close enough?
Yeah, that's well.
Okay.
Cool. Let's get started, innit? Part two.
Whoa.
Open relationship?
Oh, we're just going
it's
right there.
It's not my portion. I'm so sorry.
You have to go right
it absolutely no, God forbid.
Open relationship, but yeah. You know there's like people have like their own little different types and shit, like yeah. Different roles and that. But just the whole open relationship concept.
No, but who said that was like who said that was a calm thing? Like,
I don't know.
I'm sorry, like
Islam,
like open marriage. Like, I don't. Oh. Where did that come from?
But like, if you're all right with it. I think it's there, like, but me personally, I couldn't do that.
No, like,
I don't think I could.
Because you want someone there in it. So take Will and Jada. They're known for being Will and Jada, so they want to be lifelong partners.
For to them, I kind of get
lifelong
them,
partners, but there might not be that romantic chemistry anymore. So you want to reach out.
Then lifelong partners else. Because their relationship gets their money. Like, let's not cap
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true.
They're that like a brand love. In itself. Exactly. That Will that's and Jada true. Love and her whole history with Willow
with
writing
Pat.
A letter about... Did you see that?
Wait, what?
Willow wrote a letter like as a young girl and it was like a letter to Tupac. And it was like, please come back. Like, it'll make my mom so happy. It'll make me and my mom happy. So somebody was like, the only thing left to write in that letter is to call him dad.
Yeah. Huh? Why have I never known
Wait,
that?
What?
That's so weird.
I'll show it to you right now. But like, yeah, Will and Jada are a brand in themselves. Mm. And they know financially, like...
But like, they're so open and like, the way that... Well... Because I don't know them personally, innit? But, like, the way that it seems like they raise Jaden and Willow,
yeah.
It's so, like, the kids are so free to do anything as
they
long as they don't
mind,
harm
yeah.
themselves. And, like, it just goes against everything that is, like,
the
typical
yeah.
black, like, childhood. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I rate it, though.
I mean, shit. It's been going for it's been going on for years now,
really?
And yeah, like 10+ years.
That's crazy. But why is it all? Because I was seeing
that she called it that they went from like it went because she was unhappy and it was this and she felt like. So I remember watching one of these episodes. It was with him.
Hold on, wait. Am I missing something? Are you saying that they're in an open relationship?
Oh,
yeah.
You see, the fellow one that's just
Larry's not on social, so she doesn't know.
Wait, basically, August Alsina, the rapper. Alsina,
yeah, okay, yeah, I know him.
Basically.
No love. Oh, I love him.
Do you know the only reason why I remember that is because of Jemima? That's the only reason why I know this one.
And like, I remember he must have put out a remix of a song, and everyone thought that it was... adding her, and he was kind of basically the song was like roughly about how there's this girl who's coming back to him, kind of asking him for things, and he was like, no, like I gave you my love, but blah, 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 you didn't want it. And then now he came back, 27-year-old August Alsina.
Mm.
Google her age right now, she's 40 something.
Who, Jada?
Yeah. She's 40 something, and he basically said that he was he loved her, and he was like, he can die knowing that he loves someone, and a lot of people don't get to experience that in life, but he did with her. She's 48, okay, and how Will gave him his blessing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm taking my shoes off.
But to be honest, don't you think that when it comes to like relationships, we all basically fall into like these societal expectations? To be honest, personally, me, monogamy is the way forward. I don't care if my religion, Islam, tells my husband he can marry up to 4 wives. I don't care. It's gonna be like just me and my husband. But I do
even
think
that, even with the that 4 wives thing, they have their like set about it. Like it has to be everybody has is equal.
Everyone has to be exactly equal. Like, and only if you can provide for all of them equally. Yeah. So like you can't have like a favorite wife or like whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like but everything's like, equal. Yeah, but I don't know what you're
it
saying.
It sounds mad to me, and I don't want to fall into like the whole societal like. Like the way that society has built it, but there is no way my husband can go on a date with someone and then come back to the house with me and look me in the face and start smiling. Are you mad? That can never run.
Because I've read that humans are the only mammal that are monogamous. Bro, I don't care. I actually don't care. I'm not that modern. Like,
what does that even mean? I'm not that like modern. Like,
because I don't know. Like nowadays, it seems like we're free and connection and people are experiences.
Oh, did you see?
You need to.
But
live.
Won't you get bored of one person? Because to be honest, I get tired of people when I spend like a couple of hours with them, too and I have time, to take a break. So imagine, forever is actually a long time, isn't it? And like connections are gonna go away. So like feelings, like romantic feelings or like chemistry will go away, and you basically just be settling in it.
Yeah,
but it's not like
because in a marriage it gets to a point where obviously love comes or like the whole goody feelingness about love comes and goes very quickly when it comes to, and then you're living together and you're. Like shit's gonna happen, and it's not gonna be like the honeymoon period like again. However, whether we are now when it gets to a point that we're like, okay, you're my husband, but do you in it? No,
I don't think it's like that. If you read like, this is why I think that. Well, it can, like, relationships now can last, like, from our age, but it's better to do it later because when you get into a relationship, you do stuff, like, you want to build stuff. That's how I think you can't, how can you get bored? Yeah. You can just do something else, like, okay, you get married, that's a whole new thing. Then you have kids, that's a new thing.
Some people then don't even want to get married or have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mad.
Some people really just want to build their life and build... Maybe not even build connections, but some people just want to form connections with people, if you can even call it connections, with whoever there is. So say like you meet someone, like you don't want to settle down.
You
so
can vibe
it's
with
much
someone
better.
For a while, and then that that's what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's much better for them to not put that pressure on them, like conforming to what society wants them. To like the category for them to fall in, and they'd just rather just vibes. And
do you think there's always some sort of commitment issues when it comes to people?
Yeah,
like that? But do you think like people can be that way without having some sort of like trauma or like commitment issues that they've had before? Like, you can just naturally be like that without having to go through anything that kind of changed that, though.
Yeah, I
don't know.
I feel like some people just want to live life free, like, because literally some people don't want to get married or have kids. Yeah.
It's like hedonistic, ain't it?
What's that?
When you want to... English.
Yeah, look it up.
I believe it's like when you want to, like, enjoy all the sensory pleasures of life to the maximum. Hold on.
Hedonistic.
Hedonism. That argues, seeking pleasure and avoiding suffering are the only components of well-being. So it's like seeking all the best pleasures in life, and it's like very selfish.
Yeah, but then
I don't think being selfish is a bad thing. But
you can seek that, like you be happy from being married or having kids and that.
But some people don't want to conform to society's expectations. Some people,
like, it's not like they're not happy with the current person. But
that's
not society,
bro. That's flipping, like, that's nature. It's nature. It's not even, forget
it. No, because deep it, yeah, you, like, say that you have a boyfriend or a guy has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or, like, a girl has a girlfriend or whatever. Like, you can be in that relationship and you can lust over someone else.
Yeah.
You can find someone else attractive. And if you had the chance, hence why cheating happens, you can go off and be with someone else and completely forget your feelings. And then come back and you're like, oh my God, like, it was a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake, because subconsciously you know why you did it.
Not even thinking it's a mistake. Because
you wanted another person. Yeah.
Like, they'll still be happy, or they'll say they'll still be in love with the person they're currently with, but that title or that box that the relationship has put them in isn't going to stop them from seeking out that temporary 2-hour pleasure that's there. So those people, it's like that, like, even just because they're in a box, let's call the relationship a box, with one person, the attractions for other people, they're not going to stop.
Yeah.
But the difference with them is that they're going to seek it and they're going to explore that while still being in the box.
And, like, there's a lot of trust in that. Because say, like, you and someone are in a relationship, you've both sat down to talk about it. Like, I'm trusting you, like, to go out to build a connection with someone else, but you always come back to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not hiding from each other. Like, you always come back to have that conversation. To me, it's not my portion. It's not my portion, please.
I don't know. Like, I think if you're calm with it,
yeah, obviously, like, you both have to be in agreement, or if not, it's just cheating.
Oh yeah, but
yeah, but there's some people. Well, this is like, it probably happens in real life, innit? But, like, you know when you watch movies and shit, and you see these people that try and do this whole open relationship thing, and then now the other one now has fallen in love with someone else, and then they don't want to be with the person, so it doesn't.
Movies, yeah. Seen this in real life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's real life as well, but
it happens. Like, but unless you're in that situation, you can't really. But me personally, hey,
exactly, because he said Will gave him his blessing, like. All three of them are happy or were happy once in the situation. But
I think what people are saying about it is that, like, because, like, he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
and I also get what they're saying. He's
got so many kids to take care of, because I think his sister or, like,
his brother got in a car accident, and he was there with his wife, and they both passed away, leaving their 3 daughters. So he took full custody of them, which is why he kind of, like, stopped singing. And then he had lupus as well, and he's only 27, and he's like a full guardian to 3 young girls. He's got, like, health problems, as well as living somewhat in the limelight.
Yeah.
And apparently he's got, something's happened with his mum as well. Or his mum's in the same age range as Jada.
He's been through a lot.
So a lot of people are saying that she's taken advantage of him as well.
But anyway, I'm glad that it opened the discussion for people to talk about open relationships, because I think when you, like, when it's like, wait, are they not part of the LGBT plus community?
Jaden and Willow?
Or? No, for people that are, like, in open relationships, no?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. Because I was going to say...
Wait, that, but, like, there are people that are, say, they're bi, innit?
Yeah,
and then they go and...
Like, there's also just full-on three-way, four-way relationships where they all...
What's that word? What's that word?
There's a that football word. Player with 2 wives.
The word was...
Polyamorous.
Yeah, yes. That one.
Yeah.
basically someone's got two wives or three wives, and they all live in the same building, in the same building, you know, like home. He gives them each an allowance. They all live happy families, the three of them together. Like,
if they're Muslim, then it's normal.
No, they're not Muslim.
Because it's normal in like Muslim like communities, especially back home. It's so normal back home.
But we see like young people doing it now who aren't, it's not necessarily for religious reasons or things, and it's just again because they want to, they don't want to close themselves off and all of that. Again, people have to find each other. Like, if you're on open relationships and someone you're interested in isn't, sorry, you're not compatible.
Yeah, it's not,
but there's always people, like, if you actually want that, then I'm sure you'll find someone who's on that with you. Like, Teyana Taylor built, bringing other women into her marriage, and she's open with that as well.
I think it just depends on how you take it, really.
Yeah, exactly. Because if they're both happy, then... Or both, well, there's more than two at this point, but...
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. What's next?
Boy.
Boy!
That's too mad. Can you imagine any, like, anyone... But no one
dare come to me.
Oh my lord.
Can you imagine how that conversation would go?
The conversation wouldn't even go.
Don't even suggest it. Don't
even think it, because I'll know what you're thinking. God forbid.
Don't you dare. Open what? Open the door and leave.
That is...
No, can you imagine? Not me, bro. Not in this London. I don't care. People here are too proud.
No, like, London's actually quite small. Everyone knows each other, or like someone will know someone that knows someone. Deep it.
Yes, I've noticed.
Definitely.
Oh, so even me from the farms, I've noticed this. It's so mad. Like, people actually like know. It's oh my god, small. It's so weird.
But I feel like here people that actually have shame. Like, people, I think here there's people who might do. Might have the little agreements, but I don't think they'll be as open with it as they might as a couple might be in America, just because again London is very small and people here they'll speak and they will mock you
because
look how Will's getting mocked.
Yeah, but that's because he's willing it. But yeah, but then I don't think black people in particular, especially like people that are quite young, that are like under 30,
at any age
I don't think they would. It would only be like a small minority that like are very very open-minded, because you can say that you're open-minded and then the minute that someone says open relationship, you're like no. But then again, that's just because you just don't like the idea of it, and no one should shame you for not liking it.
I read something this morning and it was like, I'll give it two more generations and then the whole concept of monogamy will get wiped out.
Oh yeah, no.
Please no. I don't want to see, it's not everything that must get fixed, or it's not everything's broken. Like, sometimes keep the traditional two.
No, but society is changing. Just stick to what you know if you don't want to. So, like, me, I'm holding on to monogamy. But if somebody else... There's a lot of people in the world, isn't
there? Like I said.
Wait, how many people are in the world?
7 billion.
There's billions of people in this world and one person is for you. Well, one person is for me, personally.
Do you think so? Only one?
Yeah.
One in 7 billion.
What do you think? Psychology says that you fall in love with 7 people before you actually.
I've fallen in love with Liam, Niall, Harry, Zayn, Louis. That's 5. I've got one more before I get married.
No, but I had a brief conversation about this, and those questions on Snapchat, And then I must have said that no, that soulmate, that or like romantic soulmates don't really exist per se. Like I don't think there's one person who's destined to be with you. I don't think there's just one in 7 billion. And if there is, there's a 1 in 7 billion chance that you're gonna find them, because what, you live in the same city with your soulmate. You're 1 in 7 billion.
No. My soulmate's not in England. I'm telling you that. No.
So like, yeah, I don't. I'm sure that there are multiple, maybe hundreds of people that might be the one for you. Like, there's no way there's one.
Do you believe in the one? I don't think so.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There's no way there's the one.
Because I think that you could fall in love with any random person.
Yeah.
Literally, walk to.
There's a study, yeah, that this guy, what's his name, Dr. Arthur something, yeah. Apparently, he did this experiment where he asked 32 questions. Oh yeah. Yeah, so he did it with his co-workers.
Mm.
He didn't tell them what it was about, but he put them in a room, and he was like, ask, like, talk about these 32 faces questions, however many it was, yeah?
Mm.
They got married.
That's crazy.
They got married.
It's crazy.
That's so mad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure there's multiple people that can be the one for you.
Mm.
At different times, I don't think they're all meant to last forever. Yeah,
it's about what you're trying to do. Like.
Yeah, what criteria you have. So like, what are your interests? What are your religious beliefs? Your like politically. And where the do more you stand, it lines blah, up, blah.
The more likely that person.
It could even be opposites attract.
Yeah.
Like, my husband could be the quietest person and let me do all the talking. Or, like...
And it'll work.
But that's characteristics. Yeah. That's different. That can be different.
There's so many aspects like to it, though. It's down to just moral, like, alignment. Yeah, like, things like physical traits that undeniably are important.
Like, how someone they walks. They
have to... Yeah. Jemima with her legs, that's the first thing she looks at. And since she
what started, is the first thing that you guys look at when you see a person?
I don't even know.
It sounds weird, but the first thing I look at are shoes. I don't know why, but my eyes go from bottom to top when I look at someone. I don't know why.
I think I look at mouth, like your wait, mouth.
Wait, why?
Like, I don't know.
But it's weird.
I need to analyze what I'm really trying to think. What do I look at? I don't know. I think with me is I need to like have a convo with you. I don't think it's like
no. But when look you're
at someone,
no. But when not you're even like just looking on the, like, tube, on the road.
When you're on the tube and you're sat down and someone walks in through the door, what is the first thing you look at? Man, woman.
Eyes.
Whatever.
I think, yeah, clothes.
Yeah.
I do eyes, then shoes.
Because it tells you a lot about a person, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's clothes. I don't even know. Like, I actually don't know.
It's mad.
Now you want me thinking about it, I'm going to be so... I'll
be sat on the train just analysing what I look at first, man.
No, I always do that, though. On the tube, I always people watch.
What else is there to do, though?
Right. You're in it. What else is there to do? Play Luther King.
Where was I? So, yeah, down to... there's a whole... And for someone that you might find that you are... What was it? That your, like, morals are, like... perfect, something else is again perfectly aligned, like, because no one's going to be 100% ticking. Yeah. There's always going to be things
that
either you don't like or you don't agree with, and it doesn't make them any less of like a potential partner or someone that you're quote unquote meant to be with.
Mm.
and there's someone who will lack, who will have what this person lacks, like, it's natural. But saying that, I still think that there's people, I still think it or believe in, like, that lifelong partnership.
Yeah.
Even though you know my views on marriage.
I think you will, man.
I'm not saying I'm not. Will. I'm just saying, what's the point?
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. But
nah, I'm not nah, against nah. it. It's just it's not so
Uber. No. Why do you want a white man's paperwork?
If you knew her before, like, she would just say straight up. I've still no, now been she's getting. It. I've now still she's getting. A, she's warming up to it.
I've still been she's saying that. Why? Because it's cash loss and man's a marriage. Cash loss. It is cash loss. No marriage security. But that's it's not going to validate my love for someone.
But that's not.
It is though, because a marriage, like, let's say here, you go to registry and then you go to the church and you go to registry. Some people do one and not the other, okay?
Mm.
If I go to the registry, it's just a political thing. Or like a financial thing where now our names are together. Our
whole lives are political though.
I get that, but then it's not going to change. A marriage is meant to be like. A partnership of like love and whatnot.
Yeah, you become two people that come into one.
But it's not gonna change how I won't be there on the day and all of a sudden I love you more. I'm not gonna love you more when the moment I say I do, yes, all these new feelings of love are gonna come. No,
deep it. So you want to live the rest of your life being a girlfriend? Just like how
someone
in year six can say, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend. You want to be 99 years old saying, I'm a girlfriend. But then that is basically making a political statement, to be honest, as well.
Everything's political.
That's an annoying thing. I know this. But
But for me, it's not even meant to be about... it's meant to be about the feelings, isn't it? And you and this person.
Mm.
If I'm going to marry you, I already have these feelings for you. Like, it's not that it's going to be unlocking this new stage.
Mm.
Technically, it is unlocking a different stage because you go through different things. But it's not going to change how I feel, because if I already feel a way to marry you, then I think, like, I'm not going to love you more.
Yeah, but forget the love thing, yeah?
forget the most important part of marriage. No,
forget the love thing. But there's certain things, yeah?
Fucking hell.
There's a difference between being a girlfriend and a wife.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why
some people are girlfriends at this 19 years old and they're calling themselves wives. My friend, if you don't listen. No, listen.
There's a difference.
What the recent thing is, you're a girlfriend, you're a friend, you're a wife, or you're a baby mum. Like, they're all different things.
What does friend end with? End. Okay? End. End. E-N-D. No, listen. Let's take the religious perspective, innit? Mm-hmm. Let me speak on what I know. Islam.
Yes.
Like, when you get married, that's you completing half of your deen, innit? Mm-hmm. So it's like, married life is like another world. When you're married, you've left your parents now, like, yeah. So it's like,
especially as a woman,
yeah, especially mm-hmm. as a woman, like, you've left your parents, now it's you and your partner, like, mm. everything is you and your partner, like, and it's like, you can have sex, you can have your kids, you can do everything that a boyfriend and girlfriend can do, I suppose,
mm.
but just not as a boyfriend and girlfriend, because Islam doesn't really do boyfriend and girlfriends, but, you know, modern times has changed, but, you know, like, so marriage is like another stage in life. But then if you come at it from your perspective, I get that. Because why wouldn't you want to get married, though? But then again, falling into society's expectations, isn't it? You're bossing yourself.
No, but
who'd want to be a girlfriend? You can't be a girlfriend and call yourself a wife. I'm so sorry. If there's not a ring on your finger, you're not a wife.
I get that. And that's valid.
On your wedding day, I'll be there, you know.
Trust me.
Yeah, like
your future.
I've
husband.
Been told that all these people have been planning their speeches and they're all ready to say she would, they get married. Like people are ready. Listen.
Hey, and like I said, evidence. Like, what do you mean?
What day is it today? July 1st, 2020. Awesome. I said, if I don't get married, nothing happens. Like,
but things change. Though,
it depends.
Like,
it does change because I'm more lenient towards it.
Exactly.
But I've always said if it's something that, because some men do find it important, same way some women do.
Yeah.
If my partner believes in marriage, then fine, I'll do it. I'm not that against it that it's like a problem, but me right now,
yeah, I get what you
as
mean.
My singular self, I'm what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, that's
content?
Really gonna bug me. No,
happy,
no,
such a hard word.
Anywho, I don't feel that strong. I'm not against it. It's just not something people I crave or I wait for the day I get married. No.
I don't think that is... Well, some people are
some
like that.
Some people do.
But, okay, I want to get married, but it's not like, oh, yeah, I have to get married. I want to get married. But
it's just the thing that you want to do.
But you can't... There's some, like... There's some things that's just not going to happen if you're just my man.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like.
Like what?
You can break up any time and it wouldn't be a big deal. I'm so sorry.
No, after certain years, it's a big deal.
No. I think it's
you
very
can't
different.
Tell me.
I think when you're married, like, your name.
I like, get you.
Everything.
But people
is together,
are out here in 10-year long relationships without getting married, and you're telling me it's not a big deal just because they're not a wife.
You can just walk away, though, nice and simple. It doesn't become like a big, big deal. Like, there wasn't like a ceremony where all of your family
members.
Well,
as members in legalities,
were there.
Like, it's not
even
really,
fine, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, there wasn't something to like. Both of your families come together, you're like, this is my husband, like, this is my man, blah,
it's
blah,
different,
blah.
It's different, bro. You
like,
can't tell me that. Boyfriend and girlfriend is definitely not
completely
the same thing
different.
As
okay,
husband and wife.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't wait to get married. But I want to get married, like, proper young, though. But I feel like... Like, I feel like I'm so, like, career-driven and I know exactly where I want to be and how I want it to be that will come in the way. Like, career... What
will come in the way?
Like, relationship or something. Like, even now, people are always like...
No, but, like, are you saying you, that you can't... I don't get your point. Are you saying you can... Because you want to get married young... Is your career a but in that?
So I want to get married young, but I already know, like, at each stage of my life. So say when I turn 20, like, and when I graduate, like, I know exactly what I want to be doing at those times.
Yeah.
So I feel like, because I'm so career-driven and I know where I see myself, that will basically hinder me from forming relationships that could work out. If it's friendship, it's calm, because I make friends easily, like, one, two, three, it's calm. But say a relationship and be, like, a life partner.
Yeah.
That's different.
Like, my career is more important. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't say it with shame.
Exactly.
Like,
you sound like you're not meant to say that.
Because I have a certain life I picture myself in, like...
I get
like,
what you're saying.
Where I am.
A lot
what
of
my
people
house
feel
looks
that way.
Like, what my... Yeah. What big whip I'll be driving.
Yeah.
And then, like, my kids in the back and my husband, blah, blah, blah.
But when are you going to have time to have... that husband and those kids with
exactly.
all the big things that you want to do. That's what you're saying, basically.
That's why I want to get married young.
Okay.
But then there's risks
that just,
with
that
getting
just,
married
but
young
not even
well.
That just depends.
Yeah.
Whether that person comes.
Yeah,
like at
exactly.
the time.
Exactly.
Like if they come whilst you're like in the peak of like a massive change in your career, then that's kind of a problem, because you're gonna put your career first because that's where you're at in life. Mm. They come before, then that will kind of work better to your plan, because you can kind of, you have basically marriage in the bag, where you can,
an achievement tip.
that's done okay, and then you can fully focus without thinking like in the back of your head that your this isn't your plan.
And like another thing is like, when I'm starting off, someone has to be there, so it's like they know where I'm at and what direction I'm mm-hmm. going in, so we're like building together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get to a point in my career where here I am, the diplomat, I'm here making my money, and then someone comes and then now they have to try and understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to like explain like my way of living and like financial situations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want that. So I want to get married. I want to get married so young. I keep saying it, and people are like, "You do realize that you need to have a man right now if you want to get married young." But I'm there thinking, no, I'm actually pretty young in it.
Yes, you are very young.
We're actually young.
We are all very young.
When
and
you
it's
say
been pushed,
when you say young,
it's been pushed down
23,
on us. It's been
24.
Pushed down on us. I feel like we've all had to.
No, but
grow up.
Do you know what it is? Yeah.
We're young, you know. We're actually young.
You don't have
life
to have
hasn't
a man
started
now.
Yet.
You don't have to have a man
we're
now
so
to be
young.
Married at 23.
And there's
yeah.
this thing
you're
where
right.
people feel so our age feel old, or like I've had conversations with people, and the moment they turn 20, they're like, they're stressed, they're panicking because they feel old. And at 20, you are not old.
No, I think it's because of the people that we look up to. So like the women that I look up to say like, okay, not like look up to, but like the women that I see that are doing good in
yeah.
their life, and it's like they're not old, but they're not like our age. So like say like Melissa's wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
she's about to turn 30, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like the way that her life is working out is how I see mine as well. Like she's living in luxury, she's doing what she likes. Like just her whole vibe and like the way that she mm-hmm. works so hard, like, because I'm seeing her do it and it's like that's what I want to do, but I don't have a lot of time, so I'm there thinking, oh my god, what do I do? I don't feel
like
I'm doing like
10 years will fly, but
exactly that's what
people are afraid of.
We put a lot of pressure on ourselves
yes.
to like achieve, and I think young. Like because people are starting their like businesses at our age, like 18, 19, 20,
people
are starting
that are already multi-millionaires.
Exactly.
At this age.
Take
that's
Kenza
why.
For example. Kenza's making money. Like, wait, she's younger than us, isn't it? She's 18.
She's our age.
Yeah, she's our, well, your age, not my age.
She's in like in our year.
Yeah,
I mean,
your age.
Are
please.
We not in the same year group?
I'm nearly 20, please.
So?
Anyway.
Oh my
December.
Gosh. We're
I'm
the same
nearly
age.
20.
Your birthday was
at the same age.
But
me and you are the same age.
You sound like Maisha. Maisha talks as if she's in a whole different generation from us. Like, she'll
oh
talk to
my
me
Lord.
Like, Natalia, you're so mature for your age. I'm like, my G, like, you're older by 1 year, maybe 2 max.
And she acts younger than us as well.
And she acts younger. But it's like look at her last week. She was like, I forget I'm older than you guys. And like, it's not that deep.
But like, yeah, we definitely put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And like, when you see people doing stuff, so like, when you see people starting their podcast, people doing hair businesses, doing lashes and stuff like that, and you see that they're making money from it, you're literally
people
there like
pressure.
Why am I not doing anything? But then I think you need to be content in yourself, so like
yeah.
It's good though, just
yeah.
have a little bit of pressure
yeah.
just to push
pressure's
you to do
good
what I
and like
have.
Examples is good, and social media will cater for those examples wherever you look, whether you like it or not. But again, there's people who are like now forcing things, or there are people who are starting businesses not really because they want to, but because they kind of see this, and it's like this is kind of the accepted and praised way of like what you tweeted this morning, how you'll see that people just slap on a design.
I'm even wearing it, innit?
I'm wearing mine as well.
The material of this t-shirt, yeah? The amount of times I've worn this t-shirt, it's literally like, it's so easy to literally go on Photoshop, make a quick design and just slap it on like a little, like,
this one as
thin
well. This
material t-shirt.
An independent brand.
And just like put it out there. But like, when some, like, when you can tell that people have taken time, feel this material, please.
I've seen you wear this.
Do you see how thick this is? Yeah. Like, and it's like, you can tell that they took time, top quality, like.
And they think it through.
And they've thought
there's
it
always
through.
A meaning or a why to what they've done.
Thank you.
And a lot of small businesses are starting and it's not with the same intention. Like, it's because, again, they've seen all these people do it as well, but you can tell the difference between the ones that are just doing it for, like, because it's kind of popping now, or they're seeing that it'll make you money, compared to the ones that are...
Shout out to Soho Boys, by the way. The t-shirt is Soho Boys. They'll be dropping this month, I think. Anyway, Soho Boys on Instagram.
We'll tag them in the thing.
But,
compared to the ones... You can see a difference compared to the ones who are doing it for that and then the ones who are actually trying to push like a sort of brand or a motif, and you see the difference. I don't
shout out to Saintmus as well on Twitter, saintmus.com.
But on, like, everywhere, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube.
I think. But like people but look like people, that.
Them people that you're saying that are just doing it, eventually they'll realize what they're doing and they'll find their thing.
Yeah.
You can't really let, because you can, you, I don't want to say bash them, but
it's
like,
not
you
bashing
can,
them either. I'm not doing it to bash them,
it's but no, it was because of the pressure, sort of like you're putting something out there and someone is spending their hard-earned money. Like, t-shirts are like £40, £45, and then you need to pay shipping as well.
Yeah.
Like, and me, the reason why I'm buying it is because I like the design, okay? Like, it's good. But, like, when it comes to clothing, material is important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, like, the way that it fits is so important. So it's like, when you pay that, like, a lot of money, and then...
You want it to, you're
and then
expecting
it,
quality.
Yeah, and then it comes, and it's like a t-shirt from Primark with, like, the thin material. It's so much like, I've paid that much money, now the money is gone, and I'm not going to wear this again. So now I've literally just got it as a pyjama top. Because it's like, no, but, like, seriously.
It's true, though.
Like, it's sort of like, you can take your time, and it's not everything. Like, you don't have to keep doing up stock. Like, sometimes just release 20 of like high quality so that people can keep talking about it. Deep it. I've never met these people. I've never met them, and I'm here talking about that their brand, because the quality is so sick, and like the way that their brand is. It's like, it's so authentic, and it's so like, when someone says Soho Boys, like, someone that's had their product will be like, oh yeah, like, they've got good quality, the way
you
that,
can vouch for companies like that, especially small businesses.
Exactly.
Where things like, they're not going to have the budget for these massive, like, promo the way the
big brands,
brands do it.
Yeah.
And when you are a small business, you do have to, again, care for these small details, like something as important as quality, because word of mouth really is your...
It literally tells you, like, what number it is out of. So mine is 33 out of 50 tees that came out.
It's small things.
So it's, like, basically personalising it. And then, like, do you remember when Jay Huss dropped
his... This top came...
Let's see it.
Winner's Circle.
Ooh.
And they have like tracksuits, and this is just their brand, the little, it's cute. And the moment I ordered it, I went to follow them on Insta straight away. the guy DM'd me. He's like, hi, Natalia, we think you ordered this. Thank you for ordering, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We're sending it off now. Let us know when it gets to you.
Mm.
Cool. Already, I was like, okay, this is nice. Like,
yeah.
It's not every day a business that you've spent your money on is will give you that, yeah, like, interaction. That when it arrived, service, yeah, it came with, like, a little note, a little letter, my name, and then a little personalized, told you it had to be 2 hours, bruv. A little personalized message. Look at your face.
Wait, has it stopped?
Yeah, it hasn't stopped, but
we
have to leave in a minute.
Oh.
It came with like my name and a little note, and then when it got there, he sent me another message thanking me again and asking me for feedback. Like, we'd really appreciate your feedback because we want to like improve our brand, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for shopping. And then he even said, like, if I need anything, like, promo with anything I'm doing, to let them know as well. That's just from me buying a t-shirt. I don't know him from anywhere. But it's small things like that that
makes a difference.
That will point out a business, like, a small business from kind of where it's just making money to someone that actually cares and is trying to grow this brand. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll tackle three. Soho Boys,
Famous,
and this one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Phantom as well, because I got a t-shirt from there and the design was like so sick, because it had like the face of like a Nigerian leader, I think it was, and like the quality was so lit.
Oh, there's another one I got. I went to Trash Gang. I got a top from Trash Gang, which is the one I wore last week.
It stopped, by the way.
What stopped? Oh, that has stopped. We recorded from there, but it just means you have to leave.
Oh, okay.
And anywho, we'll leave it there. I'll tag them. We'll tag them all on the Insta.
Yeah.
So this isn't
this
isn't social media episode.
Yeah, we literally
just we'll leave it. Did you? Bye, guys.